We're live here in Dallas at the Cotton Bowl, right here ringside, as they are removing the final portions of the tarp. The Dallas Stars with the ice in about 45 minutes. Predators a little bit later. There'll be 85, 90,000 rowdy fans here tomorrow for the Winter Classic puck drop at 1 o'clock. We just talked about the big game on Saturday night in Foxborough. Titans back in the playoffs. You just heard a little bit from their head coach, Mike Vrabel. Now we talk to the linebacker, Rashawn Evans, who certainly has played in big games in his career, but this will be the first time on the NFL level as a pro on this stage. Rashawn, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
You are no stranger to big games. So in college, you know, to be on the stage, you're going to be on Saturday night, all eyes, millions and millions of people watching your game. You certainly had that feeling a lot in college.
Yeah, man. You know, it's kind of something that I'm really used to, man. Having that situation where if, you know, you lose, you go home. And having that type of pressure, I feel like it's definitely prepared me for the NFL.
Yeah, what has that been like? Because you're right. You did, because you know the margin of error in college is much smaller than in the NFL. You can lose, you know, in your case, 7 games and still make the playoffs, right? Where in college you have no chance if you have a season like that. Maybe one loss could keep you out of the playoffs. Exactly. So you're right. Playing at Alabama, you were on that razor's edge week in and week out because you couldn't afford to stumble or it may cost you playoffs.
Man, absolutely. And that just comes with just, you know, from the experience, man, me constantly, you know, having the opportunity to be able to play big games like that, it only helped me, you know, in my preparation, getting ready for this game. And, you know, my position right now, all I can do is just help the guys that are around me. We've never really been in this type of situation, you know, as far as just the pressure, what it comes with when you have a, you know, playoff type game.
Rashawn, do you take a different approach when the stage is different, when the lights are brighter and the stage is bigger? Do you take personally a different approach, or is it business as usual?
I would say it's business as usual. Obviously, my preparation is a lot, even more than it normally is. But as far as how I approach it, how I physically get ready and mentally prepare leading up to that game is all normal, man. I try to keep it as normal as possible because, you know, I feel like sometimes you can make the stage bigger than the moment, and you know, when you get in that type of situation, you know, you do certain things that you're not normally accustomed to doing, and that's how you get in a situation that you don't want to be in.
How did this team accomplish this? Obviously, early on in the year, Rashawn, things were not going the Titans' way, and here you sit now. You know, Saturday night you're going to be in New England taking on the Patriots in the playoffs.
I think it was just our perseverance, man, and being able to kind of just block it out of all of the outside noise, us sticking together as, you know, as a unit, keeping that chemistry strong, not pointing fingers. Everybody, I feel like, has, you know, took accountability for their own actions of, you know, whether or not they've made a mistake and went back and changed it. I feel like that's the good thing about us is that, you know, nobody here is, you know, has any heavy hearts. We are pretty, you know, pretty real when it comes to, you know, anything that goes on the field. So I feel like, you know, that's the reason why we've been so successful as far as us being able to stick together and, you know, getting this situation.
Something else, Rashawn, that you were accustomed to in college, you know, it's no different. Guys, unfortunately, in your sport, it's inevitable. Injuries happen, and bodies fall, and next man up. But, you know, in college, you know, your rosters are a lot bigger, and you have to endure the same thing in the NFL. But, you know, these rosters are a lot smaller. What does it mean that you guys have had to deal with the injuries? Part of it, part of the game. But, you know, you got guys like Roberson, guys just stepping into roles and helping this team win.
No doubt. Really just for the guys who've been playing, you know, throughout the season of, you know, really just encouraging those guys to, you know, go out there and play their best game, knowing that we got their back. And, you know, at the end of the day, when, you know, when that football hits that ground, man, it's just 11 guys on 11. And, you know, who's ever in that Tennessee Titans jersey is, you know, that's who we're playing for, man. We're playing for each other, so. Just being able to reiterate that type of message to a guy that's coming in like that, I mean, I feel like that's, you know, it helps a lot, you know, for him to be able to go out there and do what he's been doing.
We're talking to Rashawn Evans, Titans linebacker. He's here with us. And Look, anytime the Patriots are in the in contention, I mean, Tom Brady's name is going to come up. You know what he can do and has done in his career. But like anyone, he can make mistakes. And I think if you watch them down the stretch, there have been some things that maybe you guys have or can take advantage of. So what have you been able to see in some of the early film study that you've done on Brady?
I mean, just from the simple fact, man, I mean, this guy's been doing this thing for so long. I mean, he's been able to outlast so many different talented men in the league. And, I mean, kudos to him. You know, the things I do see is a lot of times he's, you know, he isn't, you know, a guy that's wanted to get hit a lot. So, you know, hopefully we can be able to, you know, help on that. But other than that, man, I mean, I don't really fall for any of this stuff. That weaknesses, I don't fall for that, man. I've learned from just watching these guys, man. They turn to a different team when it comes to playoffs. Like, they're totally different. So, I mean, it's easy for guys to go back and look at the film and see what some of the weaknesses of Brady and all this other stuff, but I truly feel like some of the things that they do, I don't know if it's planned or whatever or not is on purpose, but I for sure know this. They are a totally different team when it comes to the playoffs.
You played for a legendary coach in Nick Saban at Alabama, yeah. And obviously everybody knows what Bill Belichick has been able to accomplish. Your head coach played for him. Is there it's a playoff game. You guys know what's at stake. You win and you move on. You lose and you go home. But is there a little something extra that you're feeling from your head coach knowing just how special the Patriots organization was to his career?
Yeah. I mean, just the being able to have the opportunity to go against, I mean, your whole team. I mean, I feel like anybody will feel, you know, feel a bit of a juice, man. And, you know, it's always a great thing, man. I feel like being able to have the opportunity of just being in the playoffs, I mean, this is a blessing for me in itself to be able to have another opportunity to play in, you know, such a prestige-type event and being able to be at the age that I am now. You know, you don't really expect things like this to happen so fast. And for me, I feel like we're coaching the rest of the team, and this is an opportunity for us to seize. And, you know, we're going to try to do everything we possibly can to make sure that, you know, when that clock strikes zero, that is up for us for the win.
Rashawn, I know you're a defensive guy, but you go up against a Mack truck with wearing 22s every day in practice, and Derrick Henry. You know him quite well from Alabama. How special was it for you guys as a team to be able to experience him being the leading rusher in the National Football League?
No, it was definitely, man. It was definitely another situation where I can remember him winning the Heisman. Man, it was kind of that caliber, man. You know, none of the stuff that he does comes to a surprise for me. You know, I've been watching Derrick for a long time, and it's kind of funny because, you know, the lead rusher title, I feel like he could have got that, you know, two or three years before this. I mean, I feel like he was still the same guy. I feel like now he's just having that type of opportunity and that type of, you know, health to be able to, you know, last the whole season and be able to show everybody in the rest of the world that, you know, he can do the things that he's been doing. And, you know, I feel like he consistently does that. And to be able to have that crown now, I feel like it's only going to fuel him to be even better than what he is now.
All right, Rashawn, last time we had you on, you know, I threw it out there of Coach Vrabel. He's caught some touchdowns in his career. It's the playoffs. I think this is the time. I think you need to go talk to him.
I think you told us you were going to make the pitch.
Yeah.
Look, I am a team player, man. Whatever they need for me to do, I will do it. If I got to go out there and kick a couple field goals, I'll do that too. So I'm not going to promise that I'm going to make it, though, but I'll make sure that I'm available for a fact.
You know, last thing on Derrick Henry, you know that their job on the offense, especially what he does, is to wear down your side of the ball in the fourth quarter. And you're trying to do the same thing to them throughout the course of a game. What does it mean when you see some of the fourth quarter performances? And obviously it was on display in Houston on Sunday, whenever he's, you know, breaking these huge runs, and you could just tell. I mean, we've talked to you about it. I mean, that Jacksonville game last year, they were tapping out. I mean, there's teams and certain guys who are like, I don't want any part of it anymore. What's that like? I mean, Chase just asked you. You've had to tackle this guy. I mean, what is it like watching him now on this level and do some of the stuff that he's done?
I mean, it's amazing, man. It's very amazing. You know, you got so many different things that you're up against in the league. I mean, you're up against, you know, just the simple fact of injury, man. You know, to be able to go through that and be able to still be able to run as hard and be able to be as physical as you are, consistently do that each and every game, each and every play. I mean, that is, it takes a different type of guy to do that. So, I mean, just that in itself, I mean, that's amazing. And two, I mean, you have to have a lot of, you know, other things that come into account. You got to have guys that are willing to want to block for you, man. I feel like that relationship, too, is very important. I mean, if you don't have anybody that's trusting in you, that when you get the ball, that you're going to make something happen, I mean, it's going to be hard for that to, you know, be successful. So, I mean, just in that whole thing, man, I mean, it's amazing to be able to see that. And for me to be able to just be like, man, that's something that I've been knowing that is going to happen. So it's just funny that now people are starting to see that.
Yeah. All right, last thing. This is going to be the toughest question we ask you, and I know you've got to go. Who are you rooting for in the national championship game? Take Clemson and LSU? Wow,
why'd you do that to him?
Wow.
Don't do that to him.
I can't be honest with you. I don't even know if I'm rooting for anybody, man. I feel like it's some pain and some agony in both those teams. I mean, I saw LSU beat my guys, and I felt the wrath of, you know, of an L against Clemson. So I don't even know if I care if any one of them win. If anything, if they both of them lose, that'd be great for me.
I told you it was gonna be the toughest question of the interview.
But, hey, man. But no, on a serious note, man, I feel like, I don't know, man. There's something about Trevor, what's his name, Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence guy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's a young guy. The fact that he's able to have this another opportunity to play in his game, I think that's very unique. And I feel like people are kind of sleeping on him a little bit. So I don't know. I think I feel a weird feeling about Trevor Lawrence. I think he might do something very unique in that game.
Okay. We'll keep that in mind. Rashawn, go take care of business in Foxborough on Saturday. We'd love to be talking about another game next week, okay? Best of
luck. All right.
That is Titans linebacker Rashawn Evans, and we do appreciate him joining us, Titans and Patriots, Saturday night in Foxborough, 7:15 kickoff. And as we've been talking about all week, still feel good about it. But that was interesting about, I think that was him subtly telling us he thinks Clemson is going to win the national championship. That's what I took from it.
I think everybody wants to give it to LSU. And, I mean, you look at the season they've had, it's hard not to think that way. But Clemson's like, hey, we've done this before. Did it last year.
Yep.
I mean, so don't rule us out.
Interesting. All right, we'll come back. Jamie Hirsch from NHL Network will stop by our set as we sit here ringside at the Cotton Bowl in preparation for the Winter Classic tomorrow at 1 o'clock. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.